theme for Themeless Tuesday this week, Fletch, was?
NRL players playing who are also police officers. So we decided to basically go to the only, well, he's the captain of the team. We've had a few text messages saying, where's Ciro? Well, where's Ciro? Ciro is here. Good evening, Paul. How are you?
Good afternoon, Brian and Brett.
Did you ever think, yes. Ciro, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that Brett Finch and I would be co-hosting a show on radio that like people can listen to?
Well, the inmates are running the asylum.
Yes.
That for sure,
well, that's
mate,
the thing, so Ciro. What were the odds of you talking to us on the radio or arresting us as a police officer back in the day? Probably the latter.
Well, mate, I'm thinking about putting together a inmates 13, and you two are very high up.
Oh, mate, no, we're visited. We're visited.
I know that. That's right.
Ciro, so how did you get, like, what made you become a copper? Was it in the family, or you just thought, oh, I'm just going to go and try and get something bludge?
No. I didn't think that particularly bright, but no, my grandfather was a copper, mate, for 38 years. He ran the old cells, the central cells, for a long time in the sort of 40s and 50s, and he retired, and, he passed away when I was about 7 years old, but I kind of, by the time I was about 9 or 10, I had it all worked out, mate. I was going to join the coppers and play for the first grade football, mate. And sure enough, it happened, mate. One of those things you have as a kid is a dream, mate, and it became true. So, with a bit of hard work and other bits and pieces, mate. But I love my time in the coppers. I wasn't there very long, as I said, and the listeners are probably aware I wasn't that good. I only made 3 arrests in 5 years. You know what else? I was all about community-based policing, mate. That was me.
Being such a recognisable figure, Ciro, and obviously one of the best forwards of your time playing footy, did that help with your policing in terms of the respect you had amongst the community?
There certainly wasn't the media spotlight. There was probably, now when I first started playing, there was probably 2 or 3 games on TV a week, and I was fortunate enough that the Balmain were a fairly popular side, so they got a few TV games. But, mate, I had a bit of a big blonde bullhead. I guess I stood out a little bit too, mate. But now down around Balmain, I got looked after fairly well, mate. My fellow workers looked after me fairly well too. At certain times, I was doing shift work when I was playing, mate. So there was times where I'd sort of go and have a little, if I was doing night shift, I'd go and have a little sleep before a game, that sort of thing. Or if I was on afternoon shift for training, I'd duck off down, which you probably couldn't do these days, mate. But everyone sort of covered each other's backsides in those days. So it worked quite well, mate. So, but no, it was great. It was great. I honestly, when I stopped playing, I got home for France in 99, I seriously considered going back, they were crying out for more mature ex-coppers to rejoin, the rejoinees, and there's a bit of a push for that, mate. I toyed with it for, for a week or two, mate, but then I just spoke to a few blokes I worked with. They said, oh, mate, the job's not the same, and you kind of hear that in a lot of things from the older blokes. But anyway, it's turned out okay in the long run.
It has, Ciro. Now, we were discussing this before. There was a height requirement, wasn't it? Did you have to be 6 foot or 5'11"?
I think it was about 5'10", 5'11" when I joined, mate. Yeah, so I did my initial training at the Redfern Academy, which they kind of, I did my initial training there, then I did my secondary at Goulburn. So there was a transition kind of in the mid-80s from Redfern Academy down to Goulburn. But no, it was about 5'10", and it was funny because I actually worked with a bloke when they abolished that, I reckon a few years later, and I ended up working with a bloke who was about 5'6" on beat patrol. So he used to get me to walk down the gutter. He'd walk up on the gutter when we were walking around the street because he was so short, mate. So, anyway, it was one of those things that was always going to come into vogue, I think, getting rid of the height stuff. So.
It's like Keith and Nicole. Keith gets the heels on and Nicole has to wear the flats. Onto the Tigers, Ciro. In the past, probably been accused of overpaying players or not having the best buys, but Jesus, that Papalihi, I know he's another 12 months down the track, but that looks like a really good buy for the West Tigers.
Yeah, Fitzy. Look, he was outstanding this year. I kind of seen him bits and pieces with the Warriors, and I think he battled a couple of injuries and other things, mate. And sometimes you need to change your clubs. You need a bit of luck with, you know, just staying healthy, and if your body holds up, you know. And he was outstanding for Parramatta. You know, he probably waned a bit towards the end of the season, mate. I think he got a bit tired because he played all those games all year. But he's a real established, you know, back rower now, and he's up with the top back rowers, and it's great to have him. Glad to have him coming across, mate. It's still 12 months away, but mysterious things can happen in our game, as you both know. Players get released, and this happens, and this happens. But I'm not sure if that'll happen for 22 with his eye. But you know, he's a really good signing, and I think at least, you know, the West Tigers fans will have, you know, they'll say, well, Sheensy, you've come on board, and something good, positive happens already. So.
Sarah, what about your boys? So Curtis is off to the north of England in St Helens. Has he left yet?
He's gone, mate. He's been gone for a week.
Yeah.
He went to Anfield on Saturday night.
Oh, how good.
Liverpool touch up Arsenal 4-0. So he's, mate, one of those bucket list things I think he always dreamt of doing. Yeah, he landed like Wednesday afternoon in St Helens, and Thursday morning him and Joey Lussick went across to Liverpool. The first thing they did was go across and get a photo and in front of the stadium. But, mate, I reckon they've seen more of northwest England than half the 25-year-olds who were born and raised there. They've been to Wigan, they've been to Manchester, they've been across to Bolton, they've been, you know, you're getting around. You know, they started training yesterday, I think, Monday, or today our time. But, so he's sort of got over there, and I think, you know, it's nice and cold, and he's sort of settling in, all right, mate. But and then Bailey's up with the Redcliffe Warriors, mate. Whatever you're going to call them this year, they're based out of Redcliffe for the season. So they're back training too. The boys there's a few of them sort of down and living down around Brisbane, and they'll commute up to Redcliffe for training. But it's all strange, mate. They've got 6 home games at Redcliffe, and then hopefully. There's no COVID. Well, the COVID bubble is good with New Zealand during the year, and they get to go home and play at Mount Smart for the first time in a couple of years, which would be wonderful. It'd be a great time when they finally get to play a home game at Mount Smart. I reckon they'll pack it out for sure.
Yeah, they should get a couple of seasons there, you'd think, mate. I agree with this, Ciro, with the northwest of England. The Pommy guys don't like to travel. I was living in Wigan over there, which is right next to St Helens where Curtis is. And I'm a Man U fan. I'd ask to go, let's go to Manchester or go to games. And they're happy to stay in Wigan. But if you're going to jump into those sort of things, certainly make your time over there easy. And he's they're a good team. They're obviously the defending champions, St Helens, and a great addition when playing at some of those English grounds, which you would have done on the Kangaroo Tours, Ciro.
Yeah. Look, I said to Curtis when the opportunity came up, and he probably did have more to offer in the NRL, mate.
Yeah.
But it was all about timing, as you guys know, mate. So he that opportunity sort of came up, and we thought about it. And I said, mate, the one regret I had was not playing club football over in the UK. You know, I had a chance to, and I kind of bailed out at the last minute, but. So he sort of grabbed it. He's signed for 2 years with an option for a third year. So he's over there. But no, you're right, Fitch. I remember going over there, and I think it was 2001. We had like a couple of legends games over there, and there was a bloke. We went to a function. A bloke, you know, the locals could bid to play with the Australian team, and we played the Poms at Widnes in a friendly game. It got a little bit out of hand, but the bloke played there. The bloke who played in our side, he was about 32 or 33 or something or other, and mate, he never travelled 12 miles from one town to the next. We were playing it could have been at Widnes or somewhere there, and he'd never been over there. He'd never been over there, and he lived 12 miles away. And I thought, how does that happen, mate? You're right. They'll stay in their little town and their little pocket, stay at their local pub, and that's about it, mate. But, mate, what a great place to play footy. I mean, you two certainly know that, so.
Yeah, it's good. It was good to travel over to, I mean, we go to Venice one weekend. That was the best. Ciro, we've got to let you run, but before you go, We've got a text here from Bulldog Bob. Hey, boys, why not have a team of rugby league players who were also Joyce Main models in a former life? Ciro would be you would be captain of that team as well. Do you remember those days?
Well, mate, fair dinkum. I don't know who Bulldog Bob is, but he must have an old VHS video, mate. Anyway.
They don't miss a thing.
Good on you, Ciro. Thanks very much for your time. With Jive,
to you,
Joel and Fletch, and Finchie's in. Thank you, mate. See you, Ciro.
Thanks, boys.
How to get that plug.
Take it easy.